Sir Arthur Conan Doyle may have created his famous Uber detective character more than 100 years ago, but Sherlock Holmes is still as popular as ever. The BBC has a series about a modern-day Holmes that's a big hit. Now, CBS is unveiling its own version called Elementary, with Johnny Lee Miller as a Holmes straight out of rehab. And, in an update of both race and gender, Lucy Liu plays his sidekick Watson.
You care to explain why you broke out of your rehab facility the same day you were being released?
Bored.
You were bored.
No, I am bored right now. Happens often. You'll get used to it. You're a doctor, you understand.
I'm not a doctor.
Were a doctor. Surgeon, judging by your hands.
Holmes traditionalists have another option. The House of Silk has just come out in paperback. It's a Victorian-era Sherlock Holmes novel, authorized by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle's estate. The House of Silk is written by best-selling author Anthony Horowitz, and here he is taking on the voice of Holmes's fictional biographer, Dr. Watson.
Influenza is unpleasant, Sherlock Holmes remarked. But you were right in thinking that, with your wife's help, the child will recover soon. I very much hope so, I replied, then stopped and gazed at him in wide-eyed astonishment. But for heaven's sake, Holmes, I exclaimed, you have taken the very thoughts from my head. I swear I have not uttered a word about the child nor his illness. You know that my wife is away, that much you might have deduced from my presence here. But I have not yet mentioned to you the reason for her absence, and I am certain that there has been nothing in my behaviour that could have given you any clue.
That's Anthony Horowitz reading from his book, The House of Silk. The story involves an art dealer in danger, an organization with ties to both crime and the highest levels of society, and several murders. It also includes familiar faces, like Inspector Lestrade, Holmes's brother Mycroft, and the Baker Street Irregulars. When we spoke last fall to Anthony Horowitz about the process of writing a new Sherlock Holmes novel, he told us he brought to the job a longtime passion for the stories.
I was given those books when I was 16 years old. They were a birthday present from my father, and they just struck me immediately as being special and different, not just because the stories were so good and the characters were so memorable, but because they presented to me a whole world, this Victorian world of fog and cobblestones and gaslight and the River Thames and evil creatures like Professor Moriarty lurking in the shadows. It was an entire world to absorb myself in, and once I got there, I never wanted to leave.
Now, Doyle and Dr. Watson have very distinctive voices. How difficult was it for you to find that voice to write in, to try to mimic Conan Doyle's style and tone?
Well, because those voices are so distinctive, it was actually easier than you'd think. Watson's voice is unmistakable to anybody. You read one story and you know instantly what sort of man he is, and you'll always recognize him when you hear him again. And so, you know, when I was given this assignment, the first thing I did was to read the whole lot, which was an enormous pleasure to have the excuse to delve back into those wonderful stories and the novels. And all the time I was thinking Watson, I was looking at how he did it, how he spoke, how he acted, how he reacted to Holmes, and I sort of absorbed it, and then I sat down and began to write.
Your new book, The House of Silk, gives us a more reflective Watson. He talks about the inequality of London, about the divide between rich and poor. He's an older Watson, looking back on events that took place many years earlier. But having this Watson be more thoughtful also plays into the mystery of The House of Silk.
Well, you know, Sasha, I'm glad you noticed it, because that was the one big difference between my book and the original Sherlock Holmes stories, which is that Watson in this book is much, much older. And that did allow me to do two things. First, to have a more poignant story. At the beginning of this book, Holmes is already dead. Watson has, in fact, been invited to speak at his memorial service. And Watson is very much alone. He's in a retirement home, looking back on his career. And it also helped me that when people get old, they tend to be more analytical. And he could look at the 19th century in a more sort of modern way, really, and try and understand all the things that have been going on, from the child poverty to the terrible crimes that he and Holmes had witnessed. And that also, I think, makes the book a little more original. I didn't just want to write a pale imitation of Sherlock Holmes. I wanted to do something that had a certain modernity, a certain freshness about it, and an older Watson was just the person to do that.
Lovers of Sherlock Holmes books are extremely devoted. They read the mysteries over and over. There are websites we found that have papers that are almost academic papers about details of the novels. Did you have any nervousness about introducing your Holmes to this loyal, hardcore audience?
There was a part of me that always thought, I do not want to offend these people or upset them, because, you know, if you start with them and they don't like the book, word will spread and it'll sort of be poisoned generally. But don't forget, I began this, I only accepted this assignment because I am myself a lover of Sherlock Holmes. I adore these stories, and I wasn't going to be the author who did something horrible and terrible that had everybody else saying, how could he do this? You know, my first job was to be invisible myself, not to impose my own personality on these books, and really to serve the genius of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
Anthony Horowitz, you are a highly successful author. You finished the Alex Rider young adult book series. Alex is a teenage James Bond, basically a very 21st century creation with his high-tech gadgets. Was going back to the 19th century to write this Sherlock Holmesian House of Silk book, was that like taking a 180-degree turn from your usual writing?
Well, to an extent it was, of course. But I think what you will find in The House of Silk is a quite modern sensibility, the same sensibility that, in fact, informs the Alex Rider books. I know that modern audiences, whether they're young or old or busy people, they've got lots of things on their mind. When you read a book, it's got to reach out. It's got to grip you and grab you. It's got to have chases and action and surprises and twists and turns. You know, one of the things that makes me really happy is that so far nobody has guessed the ending of The House of Silk. That, to me, as somebody who's written murder mystery all his life, really matters to me that you get to the last page and you say, oh, my goodness, that was what it was all about. So the book does have a sort of modern sensibility. Yes, the language is slightly 19th century, and certainly the descriptions are pretty accurate, but I'd like to think that it isn't actually, you know, 100 miles away from Alex Rider.
But it's a sign of success to you that people didn't guess in advance how the mystery would turn out?
Well, the secret is that they don't guess, but they feel that they should have. I don't like an ending that is unguessable. I think, you know, actually in the stories of Sherlock Holmes, you know, one of the wonderful things about it is that when you get to the end, there's a sort of an elegance at the end of each novel and story where you can see exactly why everything was happening the way it did. You know, why was this guy invited to join the Red Headed League? Why was this nanny told that she had to cut her hair off before she could start work? You know, these things seem completely unfathomable, but then when you get to the end, it just makes complete sense. And so you don't sort of wince in frustration, you smile in pleasure. And that was the aim I was hoping to achieve.
Anthony Horowitz, was it fun? Was it fun to dig around the old canon and decide what you wanted to pull out and put in your new book?
You know, Sasha, that was one of the most fun things about writing this book. Borrowing one or two characters and one or two little bits of description, and there are loads of things in there that are almost coded references for the real devotees of Sherlock Holmes. Little tiny things, like for the first time, Lestrade is given a Christian name. In all the books, he was only ever G. Lestrade. And certain phrases, at one stage, Watson says to somebody, I have my methods, and any Holmes fan will know, but actually it's Holmes who says that. What on earth is Watson doing parroting his mentor? So there are lots of little nudges and references and in-jokes for people who know these stories well, and actually I enjoyed very, very much finding them and popping them onto the page.
How long did it take you to write the book from start to finish, would you say?
You know, an Alex Rider book normally takes me about 1 year start to finish, and it's quite hard work, often structuring and sort of writing them. This one, 4 months, straight in, straight out. I was immersed in it, and time just vanished.
So it just flowed and flew out of you.
You know, it was almost, I almost felt sort of a guiding light from Doyle. I mean, he himself as a spiritualist always said that he could communicate from beyond the grave. And I don't actually believe in any of that myself. But there were times, funnily enough, when I always felt his presence in the room, you know, his hand resting on my shoulder and looking over me to make sure that what was going on the page wasn't going to offend him or any of his fans. And, and that was just how it was. It was a delight. I so enjoyed writing this book. And I was sorry when it was over.
If you were asked to do another one, would you do it?
The answer is I won't do another one, I don't think. Certainly not another Sherlock Holmes novel, because I'm not sure I could do a better job than the one I've done on this. Although I do have it in mind to write another 19th century novel, it won't be another Sherlock Holmes novel. This is it.
So you want to go out on top, at least when it comes to mimicking the voice of Sir Arthur Conan Doyle?
Quit while you're ahead. That's always the best rule for a writer.
Anthony Horowitz, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.